If Proposition 51 passes, the state would issue $9 billion in bonds for school construction, most of it going to K-12 schools and community colleges. The rest will be spent on charter schools and technical programs. The money could be used for anything from building new schools to rooting out asbestos. This is the first time in 10 years Californians will vote on a bond like this. State money for school facilities has dried up, so no one's arguing about the state's need. But they are arguing about whether Proposition 51 is the best way to address it. For one, there's the cost. The Legislative Analyst's Office predicts the bonds will cost the state $17.6 billion, including interest. Also, opponents like Governor Brown aren't sure whether this money is going to be distributed equitably. Schools have to get in line to apply for these funds, and they have to match or nearly match whatever the state gives them. Some think that this could create bias against poorer schools and districts. Governor Brown also doesn't like the fact that construction companies are funding a large portion of Proposition 51. Advocates like construction companies and the California PTA say Proposition 51 would make higher education more accessible, create more jobs, and keep kids safe. Some argue that leaving funding for these projects just up to the local level exacerbates inequalities. Altogether, the Vote Yes campaign has spent over $11 million. If you think the state should issue $9 billion in bonds to pay for public school construction, vote yes on Proposition 51. If you think this measure is not the right way to pay for these improvements, vote no.